Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. European Union interior ministers are meeting Monday to discuss ways to spread responsibility for the seemingly endless flow of refugees into Europe. The meeting in Brussels comes one day ahead of Hungary's promise to prosecute people who try to evade the country's border police. Parts of Europe, especially Eastern European countries, blame Germany for the wave of migrants onto the continent. Germany, however, has become increasingly frustrated with some members in the EU who have shown a reluctance to share the burden of the newcomers. In Hungary, meanwhile, authorities are working on expanding and fortifying its border fence with Serbia, topping it off with razor wire. Starting Tuesday, Hungarian officials say they will prosecute any migrants they catch trying to avoid their border police. Egyptian officials say a group of tourists was in a restricted area when security forces opened fire on Sunday, mistaking the group for suspected terrorists and killing at least 12 people, including two Mexican citizens. Egypt's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Monday that military and police forces were targeting terrorists utilizing 4x4 vehicles, similar to those being used by the tourists when they fired on the visitors Sunday in Farafra, part of Egypt's western desert. Six survivors told Mexico's ambassador to Egypt that their convoy was attacked by plane and helicopter. Another 10 people were wounded in the shooting, including at least six Mexicans who were hospitalized near Cairo. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in central Afghanistan, freeing hundreds of inmates. From there, Ayaz Ghul has this report. This is VOA News.
Afghan officials say the well-organized